Mumbai has 72 miles of coastline. Some of it is covered in mangroves and some of it is beach, but none of it is clean. I live just off of one of its beaches, and I have to explain, this is not like Malibu or Manchester by the Sea or even Coney Island. It's so littered that running for exercise is for the real diehards. It's an obstacle course. Of course, there are cows and crows and stray dogs, but there are also a gazillion plastic bags, wrappers, shoes, bottles.
Plastic wrappers, chocolate wrappers, plastic bottles. Yeah,
there are
yeah.
biscuit wrappers too.
Here's your 2 minute Maggi noodle pack.
These guys aren't just doing a survey. They're actually on their hands and knees, thankfully wearing gloves, and they're shoveling this trash out of the sand. They're here because of one man who's basically tackling the trash problem head on.
I'm an ocean lover, beach cleaner.
Afroz Shah is a constitutional lawyer during the week, and 2 years ago, he moved to a beautiful apartment with a view of the ocean near Mumbai's Versova jetty.
There was 5.5 feet of plastic at one end of the beach. It had piled up, piled up, piled up. So then I said I must do something.
That something translated to getting down on his knees to pick trash off the 2 miles of public beach he can see from his windows. Since October 2015, he's been clearing trash for 4 hours every weekend in what the United Nations has called the world's biggest beach cleanup ever. His efforts have inspired others. On this weekend, Shah is on the beach with 300 other people, and there is a lot going on.
So when it's on top, the top layer, you just use your hands or whatever implements you have, put it into the plastic buckets we have, and then load it onto the tractor, and then it is taken to one corner of the beach. From there, the local municipality picks it up.
Around me, small groups are digging up garbage and loading up trash. I can hear Gujarati, Hindi, Marathi, English, Tamil, Urdu, Russian, and there are some people from Norway and the UK and Japan. There are kids from the nearby slum, volunteers from the neighborhood mosque, soldiers, consultants, teachers, and college students. Disha is 15. She's barefoot in the muck, hauling out a bag. She comes to the beach partly because it's fun to hang with her friends, but also because it makes her feel good to be doing something altruistic.
Where I live, there used to be a bin, but the authorities have removed it because no one was using it. People bagged their trash and dumped it in the gutter around it. Even we used to throw it in the ocean.
Don't people know that what you put in will come back?
No, it's done, it's over, it'll go into the water. People think it'll go in the water, it won't come back, and the water will take care of it.
She tells me that since coming to the beach cleanup, she doesn't litter anymore. In fact, she puts packages and wrappers in her pocket until she finds a dustbin and tells others to do the same. There's also Shailesh, a 31-year-old fisherman who's manning the drinking water station for the volunteers. Shailesh deals with the trash every single day in his work. He says 2 years ago, all the fishermen were finding more plastic than fish in their nets.
It's made a difference. Yes, of course. When we went to catch fish, we used to find so much trash in our nets. See the fishery boats. Mine is also there. Now there is much less trash in our nets.
He says the fishermen used to dump the plastic from their nets right onto the beach, but now they all clear it up so it won't go back in with the tide. They seem to get it's their problem to fix. But that's not true for everybody. There are plenty of people who ask Afroz Shah why he doesn't just complain to the city about the trash. It's the government's job to clean up, after all. He says he thought about it. He is a constitutional lawyer. But then he decided, no.
This ocean is mine. I spent my childhood here. I have a special connect with this ocean. Me as an individual, I'm equally bound to protect the environment.
And every day, Shah gets emails from people all over the country who tell him how he's inspired them, which makes him happy.
And to all this, you know, this whole question about the world's largest beach cleanup, thousands of volunteers, to tell you the fact, for me, it's a very personal journey. I started the cleanup. I will continue doing the cleanup. I tell all my volunteers, if none of you all will be there, you will still me standing, because I have to do my personal stuff for this planet.
For The World, I'm Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai.